Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. And no wonder it's delicious. Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. And just why is it always fresh, always tender? Because it's tendered by the original Kroger Tender Ray method. Yes, you know it's tender, because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh, because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. That's why no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen to this. Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served, or your money back. Plan now to treat your family to the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store right away and get Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Almost as if she were trying to make a secret of it, Penny Gibbs kept a doctor's appointment this morning. Her reason, she said, was for nothing more than a routine checkup. It's almost lunchtime in the Gibbs home now, and as the doorbell rings, it's Penny's mother, Grace, who answers it.
Hello, Mother. I'm sorry. I forgot my key.
Penny, home so soon?
Uh-huh. Told you I wouldn't be long at the doctor's. Oh, golly. You're going to think I've lost my mind.
Why, darling?
I forgot to drop in at the town shop to see if they had your material.
Oh, that's all right. I'm going downtown myself tomorrow morning, so I'll do it myself.
All right. But
I just have to ask, Penny.
The doctor said I was perfectly all right.
Well, you didn't doubt that, did you?
No, darling. I told you it was a routine checkup. It's something Joel said everyone should have every once in a while.
Joel was here a little while ago, dear, and he said he hadn't sent you to a doctor.
Well, of course he didn't. I didn't say he did. I said that he merely suggested that it would be a good idea if everyone saw a doctor regularly.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Oh, Mother, why are you so suspicious?
Well, I don't mean to be suspicious, darling. It's just that I'm so afraid you're hiding something from me, that there's something wrong and you don't want to worry me.
Oh, believe me, darling, if there were anything wrong, you'd be the first person I'd tell. I didn't want you to know or want anyone to go with me because...
But Johnny went with you.
Johnny?
Hazel Peters saw him coming out of the building with you.
Oh.
Or did you just happen to meet him as you were leaving the doctor's?
In a way, I told him to pick me up after I had my appointment. He got there after I was through and we left together. Look, Mother, I...
Oh, I know I ought to be ashamed of myself for acting this way, Penny. I must be getting old. I'm treating you as if you were a child. I know you're not a child, but I can't help thinking of you as one.
Don't you think, though, that it's time you realized how really grown up I am?
No, Mother. Whether she's a child's real mother or not, ever really believes that her children are grown and can think and do things for themselves.
Yes, but I have for quite some time.
I know, but I still worry. I worry about everything you do, dear. And it's only because I want everything to be so right for you.
Oh, Mother, grown as I am, I've never taken any doubtful steps without first consulting you, have I?
No, you haven't. That's what upset me so about this visit to the doctor's. It was such a...
It was a simple thing. It seemed even foolish to mention it to you. And if you knew about it, I know exactly what would happen. You'd be upset. You wouldn't believe that it was nothing.
Somehow I still don't believe it. And it's not because I doubt you, for my own sake... And I have a feeling that for some reason or other, you're keeping something from me now.
Oh, what can I do to change your mind about that? Would you like to call the doctor and ask him how your little girl did in her examination?
Oh, you know I wouldn't do that.
Darling, you're perfectly free to if you want to.
No, I'll try to be satisfied with what you've told me. But tell me, darling, why didn't you go to Dr. Ryan for your checkup? He's been the family doctor.
Oh, well,
so...
it wasn't for anything important enough to bother Dr. Ryan. You know how busy Dr. Ryan
is. Yes, I do. What doctor did you see?
Phillips. Joel knows about him. In fact, I met him through Joel just the other evening.
Oh?
He's an older man about Dr. Ryan's age. He used to be at Heatherton. I guess that's how he met Joel. He knew Dr. Weston and Angela Brill and several of the other doctors and nurses I knew when I was in Heatherton Hospital myself.
Penny, you're getting off the subject.
Oh, I thought we'd settled all that.
Well, I suppose we have, but it's not settled in my mind.
It never will be, I guess, until I take you by the hand, until I lead you to Dr. Phillips and have him tell you all about it.
Oh, now you're making fun of me.
Well, you deserve it. The other one was acting like a child.
Oh, I know, but
oh,
dear,
let's not say any more about it. Come on, it's almost time for lunch.
Well, lunch. I guess I'm just in time then, huh?
Hello, Freddy.
Hi. Hi, Mrs. Billings.
Hi.
No, she's not. And what are you doing home?
Well, we ran out of cooking gas out at the farm. I had to come into town for some.
Oh.
Where is Nora?
Well, she went to the class in baby care this morning. I don't think she'll be home for lunch, Freddy.
Oh. Say, they got classes that teach people how to be mothers, huh? I wonder if they got a class that teaches a guy how to act when he's a father.
No, Freddy, stop.
Oh, well, if you'll excuse me, I'll go in the kitchen and see if Sarah has lunch ready.
Okay.
Oh, Mother, you better tell her Freddy's here for lunch so she can set an extra place.
Oh, yes, dear. I'll do.
All right.
Will Sarah burn at this?
I know.
She doesn't like to have extra places at the table on such short notice.
No, she didn't when she first came, Freddy, but we've proved it's impossible to give notice in this house.
Yeah, that's right, huh? Notice of anything.
And, just what do you mean by that?
Oh, things are always just happening around this house without notice.
Freddy, you aren't implying that you know something, are you?
Well, sure, sure, Gibbsy. I know lots of things. You know me. I know we've had good rain this year, and the farm ought to be
that
pretty.
That is not what I meant, Freddy Lang.
No?
No, you know very well it isn't.
Well, okay, if you say so, then.
You know so.
You, can tell me what I know?
I can guess.
Well, you must have a guilty conscience about something, Gibbsy. Well, what am I supposed to know?
Helen hasn't said anything to you.
Oh, she said lots of things.
No, I mean about me.
Well, no, nothing unusual.
Freddy Lang, you look at me when you say that.
Oh, with pleasure, Gibbsy. You're nice to look at.
Now, don't think you can joke your way out of this
one. You're nice to look at. That's no joke.
Freddy, will you look at me and then tell me that Helen hasn't said anything to you about me?
Nope. Not a word, Penny. Not a word.
All right.
You've practically given yourself away, though. I wouldn't know that something was up at all, but you've made me sure there is.
Why, don't you be too sure.
Hey, now, look, Gibbsy, I've known you a long time. I know you well enough now to know that you've got something up your sleeve.
You better not imagine things.
Well, well, look who's telling me not to imagine things. You did a little imagining yourself a while back when you thought that I knew something that I shouldn't.
I had reasons.
Well, so have I. Come on, Gibbsy.
Freddy, it won't do you any good to insist, so you might as well drop the entire matter.
That's okay with me, because I've got something else on my mind.
No, I can guess.
Bet you can. Same old thing, too. Same as we talked about sitting out there at the farm on the fence a couple weeks ago.
Freddy, Helen's all right. I don't know why you worry so about her.
I'm not worried about her. I mean, I'm more worried about myself than I am about her.
Well, why?
Well, it's just like I said the other day, or at least I tried to explain to you. Gibbsy, I can't get her out of my mind.
Yeah, you seem to have done all right lately, though.
Yeah, but that's what's making it worse. Fighting to keep away from her. She's doing the same thing. She's fighting to keep away from me. It's not making either of us any happier.
Helen shouldn't even interest you, Freddy. Not when you have Nora to think about.
You think I don't think about Nora? I think about her just as hard as I can and as often as I can. I try to run Helen out of my mind, but she won't budge.
She'll have to budge, Freddy.
No, not when I see her every day. Not when I have to work with her. Gibbsy, it's come to the point where if she...
Freddy, I told you once before. It isn't fair to penalize Helen for your fault. She's minding her own business and behaving herself and making the best of an unhappy situation. Now, why can't you?
I am making the best of it so far. I'm scared that suddenly it's just going to get the best of me.
Freddy, will you tell me something?
Sure.
If Helen weren't so much in love with you as you think, do you think you'd imagine you're in love with her?
I'm not in love with her. I'm in love with Nora.
Well, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Answer my question.
You mean about Helen not being in love with me?
Mm-hmm.
No, it wouldn't make any difference. Fact is, though, I don't think she is in love with me.
I know that she is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She said so?
No, she hasn't said a word, Freddy, but you're the reason she's trying so hard to change. You know, in many ways, you're her idol. You're an example to her, Freddy, an example of how a person can change and amount to something.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Maybe that's why I don't want to hurt her, even if it means the risk of hurting Nora. Can't you see, Gibbsy, what a pickle I'm in? I'm trying not to hurt two people, and I'm going to hurt both of them.
No, you're not going to. Not as long as you do everything in your power to help Helen and help keep her at a distance. Though the way you've done in the past few weeks, you know.
Sure I know. But what scares me is this. What if I run out of power? What happens then?
It just mustn't happen, Freddie.
Look, Gibbsy, don't you see? Look at the mess I'm in. I want to kick Helen out of my life, and yet if she leaves, I want to go along with her.
But you know you won't.
I wish I could be sure of that.
Penny, lunch is almost ready.
All right, Mother.
Guess I better go wash up.
Freddie.
Yeah.
Why don't you go to Nora with all the things you've just told me?
Why?
Yeah.
I thought about it, but I don't want to. It'd be just hurting her and hurting her the way I don't want to hurt her.
You mean you think Nora doesn't know about you and Helen?
Only the little bit I've told her.
She knows a great deal more than that, Freddie.
Well, who's told her?
No one. She's guessed, though.
Has she said much about it to you?
No, not very much. Just enough to know that she knows and understands.
Oh.
Freddie, she's not hurt. Not now, but she will be if you don't go to her soon.
I think I see what you mean, Gibbsy.
Won't you go to her, Freddie? Tell her. She'll help you.
What can she do?
She can do a lot that you wouldn't even dream of. Freddie, please go to her.
Okay.
You really mean it? You will?
Yeah, I'll think about it anyway. Want me to go answer the door for you?
No, Freddie, look out the window and see who it is first.
Well, what cook?
Just see who it is first, please.
Okay.
Well, who is it, Freddie?
Somebody you won't object to seeing. Dr. Evans.
Joe?
Yeah, I'll go let him.
No, look, Freddie, tell him I'm not home, and please don't repeat this to anyone, but today of all days, Joel is the one person I don't want to see.
So Penny has refused to see young Dr. Evans. Why? And why today of all days? Why should she suddenly fail to be at home to someone who is as close a friend as Joel? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. That's it. That's the word for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Delicious. It's rich in savory juice. It's luscious red. It's the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And besides offering you the best eating beef you ever tasted, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. You see, Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that gives you more meat, less waste. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Remember, ladies, your Kroger store is the only place you can get Kroger Tender Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. Remember, too, your neighborhood Kroger store gives you more meat, less waste. So you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store when you buy Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the finest beef value in town. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.